His final game as a Seagull, and Marty Tapau getting across the line. That will certainly help. They're in again. Great tries here for the Seagulls.
Yeah, he's left the Seagulls. He's made his way north, boys. And he's joining that, as you boys have said, that very impressive forward pack at the Broncos. It's Marty Topo'u.
Yeah.
Joining us on Sports State. Marty, welcome to the show, mate.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Can I, just before the boys grill you on stuff, I want to just confirm something. We're hearing conflicting stories. Did you put Payne Haas on his ass at training?
I won't confirm nor deny.
Oh, that's a yes.
Hey, Marty, have you been for a swim in the Brisbane River yet?
No, I haven't, but I'm glad that I've got it at my balcony view, so I don't think I'll be jumping in anytime soon.
Don't do it. No. Don't do it. You grow a second head if you do that.
No, Marty, it's Matty Rogers here, mate. I hope you're well. I hope you're enjoying this Queensland weather that we've got up here this time of year. Mate, big change for you coming up from Sydney. How have you found, you know, the Queensland weather and your new teammates?
Mate, coming up to Queensland, it's been an absolute experience. From day one, meeting all the staff at the Brisbane Broncos, it's been an absolutely phenomenal experience, both personally and professionally. You know, I love, obviously, the Queensland weather. You can't fault that, aside from the fact that I've been absolutely sunburnt to a crisp in my first 2 weeks, but I'll suck it up and put some sunscreen on. But other than that, the playing group, there is so much talent, and it's just I'm honestly lost for words at how impressed I am at these young, talented athletes. And for me to be given the opportunity from the Brisbane Broncos to be part of this great club and to, you know, create a legacy and continue this legacy, is honestly a privilege.
Yeah, mate. There's been so much talk over the last couple of years about Payne Haas, and, you know, there's so much pressure on his shoulders because he is such a young man. You know, look, there's been a lot of stuff in off the field with the Brisbane Broncos. Do you see your role coming in there as just sort of like, a bit of that senior head, bit of just to settle the ship a little bit and steer these young fellas in the right direction?
Yeah, well, I guess I could contribute to that as one of the boys in the football squad, but also as, you know, life off the field as well. And I'm not the type of person that would sort of inject myself straight into, you know, them and what's happening. It's, you know, just helping them along the way. And obviously, if there are any troubles, whether it's professionally or personally, obviously I'll be there to either, you know, give them a little bit of advice or just help mentor them or advise them on, you know, based on my past experience. And honestly, at the Brisbane Broncos, with these young players obviously coming through the juniors here in Queensland, the staff that we have here at the Brisbane Broncos, there's so much support staff, and as well as the football staff, they're just phenomenal. Which is obviously what you want at a club where, you know, we're going to create some great memories and some history.
Now, I mean, it makes it easy to prepare, doesn't it? Now, you've played against Payne Haas. You played with some really good front rows and also at international level, club level, Marty. Now that you're playing alongside him, and I'll say what I said that I've said to every other Broncos player, that I keep getting told that he's just a machine when it comes to training for such a big man.
Mate, Payne Haas is, from my day one at work, the numbers that I've seen, the way he conducts himself, the way that he pushes himself to the absolute limits, I've never seen it as well as experienced it. But with Payne Haas, he is just a phenomenal athlete. And I would say he will exceed anyone's expectations, you know, I guess for the next decade.
Mm. Yeah. Now, talk about other players as well. You've played with DCE for a number of years, one of the leading halves in the competition. Now it's Adam Reynolds, completely different halves the way they go about their game. Would it be fair to say that?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, both players have successes that they've played in teams in the last couple of years. And, you know, obviously being given the opportunity to play alongside Adam Reynolds, who's it's one of the things that, you know, obviously brings a smile to my face, because I've seen him conduct a team, you know, he's taken the whole team on his back and, you know, taken teams to premierships, and he's won so many, you know, tough games. And, you know, I'm happy that he'll be the one that will be, you know, taking rein and, you know, telling us what to do and sort of, yeah, taking charge.
Yeah, nice one. He certainly can do that. We've seen it many times before. I mean, every player is excited for the start of the season. Everyone's feeling great. You know, the first round comes along pretty quick when the preseason's underway. Mate, this is a new team for you. It's a change. Do you feel any different going into this season? Being it's a new team, new lease. Do you have a new lease on life? Like they say, a change is as good as a holiday. Are you feeling good about the season?
Oh, mate, like ever since I've landed here in Brisbane, I've enjoyed every single moment that I have come to work. Every time I leave to go home, like I love the feeling. I love the vibe. And I've said this to a couple of people in and around at work, is that being in the squad has taken about 10 years off me, and I feel like I'm about 23, 25, just being part of these young boys. They're fun, they're energetic, and they know how to get the job done. So with me being in this squad, obviously it's sort of injected a new life in me, being at this new club, but I, at the same time, I feel this huge sense of proud and responsibility of continuing this great lead and great charge, you know, for in the next era.
Mate, your forward pack is incredibly strong. They're going to lay a great foundation for your halves. Ezra Mam showed some flashes of brilliance last year. How's his preseason been? And, mate, who has impressed you the most in the preseason?
Look, Ezra Mam, look, he's got a great mentor in Adam Reynolds there. And he's been going from strength to strength, which is amazing for us leading into round one. But I would say the most impressive thing that I've seen whilst being here in the Broncos is that I would say we have the fittest and the most freakish front rowers, middle pack, in the league. Yeah. Like, honestly, Payne Haas, Paddy Carrigan, you look at Tommy Flegler, Corey Jensen, these guys are super fit and super fast. It sort of puts, have to take my humble cake and take a seat. But yeah, these guys, that's, I would say, the most impressive thing I've seen whilst being here.
Yeah, nice. Kobe Hetherington to come back as well. Now, a little birdie told me you're on the carnivore diet. What's the story behind that? I'm hearing a lot about this lately.
Yeah, carnivore diet, low carb diet, whatever you want to call it. But I've been doing this for 3 years, and I would say the main reason behind this is obviously for performance. Ever since I started, I feel like my performance has sort of increased, as well as, you know, my body physically. I've gone strength to strength mentally as well, being able to function under fatigue or in normal circumstances. And I would say the most important thing for me is the way that the body reacts in terms of concussion. This really helps in terms of concussion. Obviously, with playing in a really brutal sport, you've got to be mindful and look after the most important organ in your body, which is your brain. So for me, I take everything very seriously, with my body obviously being the most important thing. And then your brain as well. So taking everything into point, I would say that's the whole reason why I've been doing this for so long. And I guess it's the reason why I'm still, going around. And I would say for the next couple of years.
I can just imagine, I'm just picturing walking into Marty's house and he's just sitting at the table with a couple of big shanks
in
each hand.
Just eating it. You should have a crack at it, Woogie. Yeah, you should have a crack at it.
I thought you said carnival diet. I'm going, that's great.
Dagwood dogs and
fairy floss. Yeah, I'm going, this would be great.
Hey, Marty.
Oh, God, no. No way.
And now, Marty, I've been a big fan of your braided hair for so many years. So who's responsible for that, like, to get it right before the game?
Oh, it's my beautiful wife.
How long? How long are you going to sit for?
I haven't said this Pardon?
How long you got to sit for that?
Well, it's roughly about 45-odd minutes, but it's not for free, I'll tell you that. So, obviously, I have to give my beautiful wife a foot massage. We all do everything together. So, yeah, she looks after me, and she does my beautiful hair, and there are times where the give her foot massages or blow dry her hair as well.
Nice one.
This sounds like sexy time, doesn't it? Jeez. A little bit too much information.
I think it's too early for that, Jed.
Yeah. Oh, look, we're all friends now. Yeah. Marty Topo'u. Is that right?
That's it.
Got it. Good luck with the Broncos, mate. You've landed yourself at a very good club. You keep putting pain on his backside at training. Let him know there's a new enforcer in town.
I'm very excited to see Marty go around this year. I know absolutely. What it's like when you go to a new club and you want to impress. And like you said, he's around a lot of young blokes that have breathed a new life into him. And I'd be terrified having to run the
ball. I've got him in my super coach as well with his offloads.
Oh, so have you?
Yeah.
Beautiful. You, all right.
Have a great year, mate.
Thank you, gents, and have a great afternoon. Thanks for having me.